I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest is the Brain Strain. Mornings on Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX with Jim and Terry on McGaw in the Morning. Monday's question, guilt complex, what? No guilt complex here. The question, approximately 20% of us feel guilty when we do this, but then we go ahead and do it anyway. That was the Brain Strain question for Monday at WOLX.com. WOLX Brain Strain, we've been expecting your call. What is your answer to this question? Or approximately 20% of us feel guilty when we do this, but we do it anyway. WOLX Brain Strain, we've been expecting your call. Good morning.
Good morning. I feel pretty good about this. And it's using the free pennies at the gas station.
Oh, like when they say, hey, I have a penny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Wow, that's a really good guess.
I never would have thought of that.
No, I wouldn't have thought of that in a million years.
So what is it, Jim? Right? Wrong?
That is not correct.
Oh. But darn it.
Darn it, though. But thanks, though.
You want to go to Fleetwood Mac, don't you?
I do.
I know. Me too.
Well, keep trying. If you think of another one, call us back. WOLX Brain Strain, 664-1949. Approximately 20% of us feel guilty when we do this, but we do it anyway.
It would be eating ice cream.
Eating ice cream.
No.
Yeah, banana split.
Oh. I'm a mint chocolate chip guy myself.
Oh, that too, yeah.
That's a great guess. That's not it, though.
Okay, I'll keep trying,
though. Do.
I feel
all right,
bad.
I will.
I feel bad when I tell people it's wrong.
Yeah, you should.
You should feel guilty for telling people.
You should. Maybe that's the answer, Jim.
What do you think to this brain strain this morning? Approximately 20% of us feel guilty when we do this, but we go ahead and do it anyway. So apparently not guilty enough.
Steal our kids' Halloween candy.
Which will be happening soon.
Oh, my. That is hilarious.
So be honest. Do you ever hide in the bushes and scare the trick-or-treaters so they drop their candy and you can get it?
Never. I won't admit it.
Yeah. Jim will, because I bet he's done it plenty of times.
Apparently that's just me.
Yeah. And which candy do you like the most, Jim? Which one is it?
I like the little, what do they call them, fun size?
Uh-huh.
The fun size Snickers are really...
Yeah. Give me your fun size Snickers, kids.
Or the Nestle's Crunch, those little Nestle's Crunch. But you guys got me hungrier this morning.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, hey.
Hey, John from Green Lake.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I thought about this for a minute, and I'm always feeling guilty when I eat a grape from, like, a grocery store.
Oh, like the produce.
Right.
Right.
Well, you got a sample, right?
Right. Uh-huh. I want to see how they're firm or they taste good, you know. So I always feel guilty about doing that, and I'm looking around like, anybody watching, you know?
You know they got it on camera.
You know, everybody.
Probably,
I know they're probably in the break room watching everybody.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Yeah, at least you're not taking anything out of the package, you know?
I do that with the candy, too, when they have the bins of candy, you know?
Oh, my
gosh. I like the M&Ms.
Moth
and mouthball, you know, so I'm looking around like, nobody's watching.
No one's watching.
You're a kindred spirit, John. You really are.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I don't think you and Jim can go anywhere together.
We shouldn't go shopping together, John.
That would be bad.
Hey, that's not it for the Brainster, but thanks for trying.
That was great.
Good to hear from you in Green Lake, John.
Oh.
Right.
Jim.
God, I hate it when they're wrong. All right.
Oh, those are all great guesses, though. And everybody's, like, fun today.
WOLX Brain Strain at 664-1949. You've been listening to the question this morning?
Yes.
What do you think? Approximately 20% of us feel guilty when we do this, but we do it anyway.
Not admitting to maybe incorrect price of something to your advantage.
Oh.
So the price says one thing, but you know the price actually says something else.
Maybe you notice it after when you look at your receipt.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. That's like $10 cheaper than it should have been.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. Sometimes you feel guilty. Some of us do, some of us don't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's another well-crafted guess this morning.
Yeah, really good.
A lot of thought goes into a guess like that. Thank you for that. That's not it, though, unfortunately.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Good to hear from you. Have a great day today.
Yeah.
You too. Thanks.
WRLI's Brain Strain, 664-1949. Approximately 20% of us feel guilty when we do this, but we go ahead and do it anyway.
Good morning, WOLX.
Yes. You
what
too.
What is happening over there? I have a guess. I got a really good guess. And this is something I don't think anybody should feel guilty about, because I think everybody deserves to call in sick to work and just completely waste a day.
When they're not really sick.
Yeah, when they're not really sick. And then you just blow the day away. Like, you can lounge around and you can
never take your jammies off for the whole day.
Yeah.
Watch bad movies on TV.
Binge watching movies all day. Yeah, I like it.
So whoever's 20% thinking that they're, feeling guilty, stop it.
Yep.
Stop it.
He just gave you a pass.
You know what? I think we've all done what you just described one time or another. Don't they say that's like a mental health day? Just need a
there.
Day.
There we go, Jim.
I think it is.
Yeah. So it's an official day.
It's a day just
I'm all about at least one of those a week.
1 a week? Usually on Monday.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully your boss does not recognize your voice on the radio.
Yeah, but we've never heard of you, stranger. We have no idea who this man is.
Yeah. What? Who
are you?
What?
Never heard of you. That's not
Have
it, Tony.
Have a great day.
Have a good day, though, sir.
Have a great one, guys.
Oh, you too.
Enjoy your day off.
I will.
Oh, that's awesome. That is hilarious.
WOLX Brain Strain, we are so glad you called. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, what do you think to this one? Approximately 20% of us will feel guilty when we do this, but we go ahead and do it anyway.
I would say dine and dash.
The old dine and dash.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I have done that once in my life. I won't do it again, though.
Were you in college?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because then it's understandable.
Well, I don't know if it is, but that's what I've heard. At least that's what people do.
I did it once by accident. I like ate, and it was really good, and then I just left. I just forgot. Which Terry can attest, that's so me. You know what's weird? They didn't even notice, which is really...
Oh, Jim.
Good guess on the brain.
Did I get it or not? Do I got the right answer?
No, but it's a good answer, though. Thank you for trying.
Okay. I'm going to keep doing it, though.
Please do.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome is right.
Well, I think everyone should do it because it's wonderful. Regift.
Regifting.
Yes.
Regifting prize or gifts.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't use it, somebody else can.
Yeah.
Always. And you know what's so funny? I love doing that, like, at the holidays.
Right.
But, you know, when everybody says, let's all re-gift to each other, so everybody knows what they're getting, that they're getting the re-gift.
Well,
instead
fun.
Of keeping it secret, yeah.
It's fun.
Kathy, you're going to Fleetwood Mac.
What?
Awesome. Woo!
Wow, you got it.
Nicely
done. Oh, my gosh, how excited are you?
I am so excited. I've never seen them.
Ooh.
I saw Stevie Nicks, but not them as a group.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'm excited for you.
I'm shaking.
Wow.
I am shaking.
She's shaking, Jim.
I don't blame you, Kathy.
Jim, when's the last time you made a woman shake?
It's been a while.
Oh, my goodness. I am, literally.
It's good to know I still got it.
Kathy, Jim still got it. So
all right, thanks, Kathy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.